Blog Talk Radio.
Online internet talk radio show there is on Blog Talk Radio, and it is your host, Yolanda R. Lamar. We are back one more again. We are so excited. We are elated. We are just full of we're just busting out in the seams about this amazing broadcast, this special broadcast that we are hosting today for Women Entrepreneurs of America. Yes. Again, Women Entrepreneurs of America is celebrating 19 years of service throughout the global U.S. of A and international. This is our anniversary month. We implemented Women Entrepreneurs of America November 2nd, 2002. And Women Entrepreneurs of America is back in full effect, and we are ready to just tell you that it is all right to be okay, and it's time to spread your wings a bit, entrepreneur. Again, Women Entrepreneurs of America is excited to be celebrating 19 years with all this global pandemic, with all the issues that's going on. We are losing loved ones. We are just trying to sustain, but guess what? The empowerment of Women Entrepreneurs of America has sustained. We are Radio Live is a broadcast program of Women Entrepreneurs of America, your 501c3 nonprofit membership-based organization that has been around for 19 years with our national headquarters in Cleveland, Ohio. Yes, the best location in the nation, as well as we have Detroit and Chicago and Indianapolis and Chicago, and we can go east to New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia. Shout out to our WIA International Ambassador Angel Regis. Then we can go back out the other way and hit Missouri, Kansas, St. Louis. How about Texas? How about California, Las Vegas? Woo, speaking of Las Vegas, I have a special guest I'm going to bring on the call here shortly that I met personally at the WIA Las Vegas chapter many years ago. But again, Arizona, you know, just to name a few, and now we're getting ready to add on North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama, and New York. So listen, we want to bring this special broadcast to talk about the amazing things we're doing in Women Entrepreneurs of America. And as the founder and CEO, I am so honored to still be here 19 years to share, to network, to fellowship, and promote the phenomenal, the extraordinary sister members and heroes of this organization. If you want to know more about Women Entrepreneurs of America, go to our new website we've just launched, www.weainc.org, as well as email us. We're still looking for legacy leaders to join our organization. Go to weanationalchapter@gmail.com. Forward us some information about your amazing business, as well as if you'd like to join, we have a special membership discount if you decide to join this month. And tell them you heard it right here on We Are Radio Live, because guess what? It's about bridging and building our alliances. So I'm going to get ready to take a few minutes, and let me get my special guest of honor on the call today. You know, as women, we know that a lot of times we talk about we don't work together. We don't know how to, you know, support one another. And we understand that, because a lot of times if you're not taught this, if it's not something that you do in your everyday life, guess what? How do you know? But in Women Entrepreneurs of America, we have a sisterhood. And we have a very close niche concept that when we start bridging, and building alliances. We support one another, and it's the heart of where we come from. It's an integrity, and I'm telling you that because this is what we do. And one thing, as being an entrepreneur in the business world, you have to understand that this is governed. That even in the business world, you have to have loyalty, you have to have humility, you have to have humbleness, but you have to have knowledge, and you have to know your craft, and we understand that. So as an organization that is about underserved and disadvantaged women, we as a seasoned entrepreneurs want to educate and teach those that are coming into the organization how to build alliances and support one another, and this is what we do. So without any further ado, before I take a break, take a pause for the cause, I want to bring on my special guest of honor, and I'm so excited she had the time to be on the call today, because guess what? We go way back. I'm talking about we go way back when I met her beautiful self in Las Vegas when she was part of the Las Vegas chapter. And we are Aquarians. Our birthday's in the same month. Without any further ado, let me see if she's on. Miss Deshauna Williams, are you on?
Yes, ma'am, Madam Founder. How are you?
Hey, welcome to We Are Radio Live. Deshauna, how you doing tonight?
I am doing wonderful tonight. It's a blessed night.
It is a blessed night, and thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule, as busy as you are with your amazing business, to be on a call tonight so that we could celebrate Women Entrepreneurs of America's 19th year. Isn't that exciting, Sister Deshauna?
19 years. It's awesome. Awesome. I am so honored to be a part of this 19 years and many more of powerful, wonderful women of working together. That's the part. Working together. And making it happen and making moves.
Together and making it happen. So, Deshauna Williams, we go way back. When we're talking about when we met, you were doing what when you joined WEA? You said about 8 years ago, right?
Yes, ma'am. 8 years ago, I was out in Las Vegas. I came through Sharon Evans, and I was actually doing business then, but at that time, I had a virtual administration company.
And with that virtual administration company, you pretty much was helping others with how to sustain their business, right? Tell my listeners a little bit what a virtual administrative business is.
A virtual administration business is I was behind the scenes making it happen so that way you could be your face of your company. I would make sure that your administration work was done, make sure that the office ran smooth, make sure that every task that needed to be lined up was ready to go so that way you could operate your company and fill out the vision that you needed to do, because we were divine connections to help visions grow.
And that's the thing about it. You know, even as a startup, a lot of times you got so many, a plethora of things going on, answering phones, checking emails, got to write letters, got to market, got to, you know, close deals. And you really do need, even though you can't hire somebody, you really do need a virtual assistant to help you kind of orchestrate some of these duties in your business. So how important would you say that is for a startup or a small business, Deshauna?
Actually, that's very important because as being the CEO of the company, you have so many different angles that you're trying to go and you're trying to put forth, and you need to be that face to operate. So you need someone actually in the office and behind the scenes making sure everything stays on task so that way you can be the face and do what you need to do within the company.
Absolutely, because as much as we like to be the chief bottle washer, the bill collector, you know, the cleanup person, you know, the person that's got to hire and fire, it's a lot as a startup. And I think even from an solopreneur, what they call them, I understand that when you don't have a bottom line, you can't hire someone. But, you know, I'm so glad that we tapped in on this, because needing a VA is so important, just so that you can take care of the business and not fall short with some of the things that could go lacking because you're trying to do several things at once. So how successful was your VA business?
It was actually really successful. I deal with a lot of nonprofits. I'm actually known in Vegas for helping of getting a lot of nonprofits started there, a lot of churches to help get started there as well. And it was very successful. I have quite a bit of people.
Okay. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back because I got Deshauna Williams of Divine Relation Creations on the call. And let me tell you something. She's just more than just a guest of honor of Women Entrepreneurs of America. You're going to know more about what Deshauna does within Women Entrepreneurs of America. So, Deshauna, don't go nowhere. We're going to take a break and come right on back because you all have tuned in to We Are Radio Live. Don't go nowhere, Deshauna.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, we back. It is the return of We Are Radio Live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, it is your host, Yolanda R. Lamar. It is a program of Women Entrepreneurs of America. We started We Are Radio Live approximately about 11 years ago where we needed a platform to be on the radio, to do a lot of marketing and advertising for not only Women Entrepreneurs of America, but for the businesses, the entrepreneurs that we have in our organization. And We Are Radio Live, by way of Blog Talk Radio, has gave us an outlet. I mean, this medium goes viral because people are now sitting at their desk. They listen to internet radio. They're tuning in on their phone so they get a chance to hear about some wonderful programs. And one amazing program that I have heard that was very successful is entrepreneurship. And individuals are really listening and tuning in to about what we're doing out here in the world of entrepreneurship. So We Are Radio Live has really done really good over the 11 years. So now we're doing special broadcasts where we're promoting the birthdays, conferences, special events like Women Entrepreneurs of America celebrating 19 years. Can y'all believe it? 19 years consecutively. You know, with persistence, with determination, with 20-something chapters on our belt now, with over 800-something members, and we're trying to make that 1,000 member goal before the end of 2021. But I want you to know that Women Entrepreneurs of America is here to support you. We are a 501c3 nonprofit membership-based organization. Membership has its privileges. You have a plethora. We have a million years of skilled and talented entrepreneurs in this organization. Again, all the way from Cleveland, Ohio, down to Alabama. And all you have to do is just join and get connected. Social media is our platform, but we meet, we greet, we do Zoom, we have events, and we're always present because it's so important that our collaborative efforts stay intact. So with that being said, I got my special guest of honor all the way from A, right here in Florida, the no other, the second vice president of the Florida Chapter Women Entrepreneurs of America and CEO of Divine Relations Creations, Deshauna Williams. Welcome back, Deshauna.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Ready. How are we doing?
Listen, we done come full circle, haven't we, sis?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Full circle. Even through the pandemic, we still surviving.
Even through the pandemic, we survived because we kept the lines of communications open. We kept the connection going. But let's talk about a little thing about that, because even here in the Florida chapter, and we want to send a shout-out to your amazing president, Victoria Cooper, right?
Victoria Cooper. Yes, ma'am.
A big shout-out who has really helped us open up the Women Entrepreneurs of America organization back in April when we planned to get our networking back on the map, and we started an amazing event called It's a How to for Networking in May of this year, and we held it at the amazing DoubleTree Hotel right off of 436 by the airport, and it turned out to be such a successful event. I mean, we all came out looking good there with Deshauna in our hats.
Yes,
and,
it was awesome in our hats.
And wearing our amazing, look, we had a hat-a-tube, because I know you had a hat-a-tube, because I had a hat-a-tube.
Yes, ma'am.
But Deshauna, it really bridged the alliance, and it opened up where everyone throughout the WEA organization was ready to come out. Melissa Lewis traveled all the way from Indianapolis, Indiana. We had some amazing sisters coming from Tampa and Port St. Lucia, and we had Alabama who came, Valerie Smedley, and we had Atlanta, Chandra Lee Brown, who came. So we had some sisters that took the initiative, even though we were in a global pandemic as we were opening and come back. But as we talk about the entrepreneur spirit, Deshauna, let's kind of tap into one thing that I'm always advocate about, and that is about being about the business of the business. And you are true diehard and a sticker about being about the business of business. Divine Relations Creations. Now, you have blinged us all out. You have branded us. I mean, we have some amazing tees by Divine Relations Creations. A lot of the WEA members have got a lot of your amazing creations done by you. Deshauna, what made you create Divine Relations Creations?
Well, Madam Founder, you know, as life changes, we have to change with the life itself. And during the pandemic, it caused me to start making masks. So people wanted me to make masks, and I was actually already designing prior because I love designing and creating things. And then the next thing I know, I started creating T-shirts. I started creating cups. I just started making everything bling. Everybody knows me as the bling queen, lady shine, make it shine for you.
right. So with Divine Relations Creations, the concept speaks for itself. But from an entrepreneur standpoint, did you see that this was going to be a profitable business, or was it just something that you thought, okay, I'll just try and see how it's going to go and maybe do something else? What was your thoughts when you created this business?
Actually, I did it off of the passion and the drive that I had. I know eventually whatever you put your hands to the plow, it's going to be successful, no matter what it has to be. Because once you put your hand to it and you have the passion and the heart to do it, you're going to give the love to it, but it's going to sell itself. And I just had the passion to do it, and everyone just started asking me to make them shirts. And my husband wanted large shirts because I'm in the Masonic organization. They started wearing shirts, and it just started flourishing from there to end up being a full business.
See, and that is how a lot of entrepreneur opportunities happen, just by testing the waters, just by, you know, requests. Someone sees a shirt that you have created, and they says, hey, I want one too. I thought it was amazing because you took our crest, you took our emblem and blinged it out. And then other members saw how you could take their logos and still create it with you in mind, of their business. And here it is now, the Women Entrepreneurs of America organization have nothing but Divine Relation Creation Tees, okay? We got it going all over the place. So listen, tell my listeners, the switchboard is lit up, they're listening. I'm so excited. Thank you for tuning in. Tell my listeners how they can reach you and maybe to see some of your amazing creations that you do.
You can go on Facebook. It's Divine Relations Creation and Divine Relations. You can also call me at 702-591-9336, or you can email me at divinerelations@gmail.com, and that's divine with the I. D-I-V-I-N-E.
That's right, Divine with an I. Amazing enough, if you are hear about Divine Relations Creations from We Are Radio Live. Make sure you mention that you heard about it off of We Are Radio Live. So Deshauna will make sure that she will bling you out. Let me tell you something. It's all about referral-based businesses in this organization.
Yes,
you mentioned
ma'am.
How you heard about the business, and Deshauna will make sure you take it care of. So now, Deshauna, we got a few more minutes. Let's talk about Women Entrepreneurs of America. And as you have, you know, left Las Vegas, and we end up reconnecting back in Florida because you come from one end, I come from another end, and
yes,
found
ma'am.
Out we both was here. As you renewed your membership, tell my listeners a little bit. We got a few seconds here. You know, your thoughts about Women Entrepreneurs of America. What do you see that Women Entrepreneurs of America has done for you, and what will it do for others? Those that would like to know more about Women Entrepreneurs of America from a membership standpoint.
As Madam Founder said before, Women Entrepreneurs of America has their benefits, and their benefits is the resources of awesome women coming together and networking and providing that personal touch with it. That's what I love about WIA. It's not that we pass by someone or you network with someone and you never see them again, and it's not just a pass by. When we network, we make that personal one-on-one and become a full family. And we help you get to the next level that you need to go. We don't sugarcoat nothing. We make it plain. Hey, we're here. Come on, let's make it work. We can all be
Absolutely.
In the different fields. We can be in the same field, but we're here to design and make it work for everyone.
Absolutely. You know, there's so many T-shirt vendors. There's so many entities that's doing similar, but what makes you YO unique? That's the key thing, and we talk about it all the time. So we know that Divine Relations Creations can bling out your shirt, but she does something really special to your marketing, your branding of your shirt. I just opened up an amazing nail salon, Pretty Hands Pairs Nails, right here in Winter Park, Florida.
Yes,
yay.
Yes.
Got two of the most amazing nail techs here. I need you all to go to www.prettyhandsnailsalon.com. Look up Ebony R. or Elaine P. We are seeking clients in the Winter Park, Castleberry, Maitland, and Orlando area. But Divine Relation Creations created our wonderful T-shirts, and we also have masks as well. So guess what? We're able to market, and I wear my T-shirts as my uniform now. When I come into the office, I have on my Divine Relations Creation T-shirt. So when somebody asks me, guess what? Not only has she branded me, guess what? She's being branded because I'm going to be referring anyone that asks about it to Deshauna Williams of Divine Relation Creations. And this is what we do at Women Entrepreneurs of America. Membership has its privileges, and we're so excited as we come together as one. We're getting ready to head to Missouri, Kansas, Missouri, that is, November 12th, 14th,
yes.
to support the amazing President Cheryl Young, the Mind Your Business Network. And we talk about minding your business. We talk about minding the business that you have created. And if you want to know more about the Mind Your Business Networking event in Kansas City, Missouri, go to our Facebook page, all of our social medias. We're looking for vendors. Then next, we're getting ready to head to Denim and Diamonds Holiday Benefit right there in Flint, Michigan. We're going to be supporting the Women in Transition Facility. That is the Bethlehem House of Detroit and the Building Strong Women, Inc. of Flint, Michigan. The amazing founders, Charlotte Lancaster and Deb Foster. And this is Women Entrepreneurs of America annual community service. We're going to give these amazing women a great lunch. We're going to provide them with some amazing holiday gifts, and we're just going to just spread nothing but goodwill and cheer and become mentors of these women. We have at least 29 members, 29 women, Deshauna, that we're going to be servicing this
yes.
year. So
awesome.
We are so excited. So if you
excited.
Hear about the Denim and Diamonds Holiday Benefit, you'd like to contribute, tickets only $25. If you'd like to contribute or you'd like to contribute more, reach out to Detroit Chapter WIA at Gmail. Our amazing new appointed president is Shantae Davis-Jurgen. So we're going to be installing her at the Denim and Diamonds event. But we got a lot going on. So now what I have challenged my amazing sisters, entrepreneurs, and heroes is what you going to do in 2022. This is our theme going out in 2021. What y'all going to do in 2022, entrepreneurs? The amazing thing about it is this is it. November, December's around the corner, and January 2022 is going to be here. Deshaun, as we wrap up, what's your goals going into 2022, sis?
My goals of going in 2022 is to actually take myself to the next level, is maybe opening up a storefront. That's what I'm working on.
All right. So you're going into 2022 opening up a storefront. Now, can we hear what we're talking about, promoting or marketing or servicing?
The servicing is going to be the Divine Relations Creations. It's going to be a one-stop shop where you can get all of your designs as well as any other services that you may need as far as marketing material, as far as making your shirts look good. Even going to put some notary in there. A one-stop shop.
A one-stop shop. That is amazing. Absolutely. So Deshaunna Williams is already speaking what she's going to do in 2022 right into existence. And this is what we're going to be putting on everybody's mindset as we move toward the end of this amazing year. As challenging, as sad as it's been, I lost my middle sister September 12th. Isabelita Robinson passed away. I have some other colleagues and close friends that have passed, and a lot of us are still suffering through this horrible pandemic. But what we want you all to know that as entrepreneurs, we have to stick together, and collectively, the art of collectivism is so important. So as Deshaunna and I, as the sound of our voice, if you're an entrepreneur and you hear this amazing talk radio show and like to be a part of a community of elite women entrepreneurs, join Women Entrepreneurs of America. Go to our new website, www.weainc.org. Ask for Deshaunna Williams, Victoria Cooper, Melissa Lewis. Shout out to the new interim president, the Atlanta chapter. That is Clotilda Jackson. We had a great event in Atlanta, Deshaunna. We had a great time in Atlanta. And listen, you know, any of our members will help you connect with Madam Founder, what they call me and Wea, to help you be a part of an amazing sisterhood that gives back to support your entrepreneurial growth. Deshaunna Williams, thank you for being on the call this evening. I'm so excited that you got a chance to spin off the Return of Wea Radio Live tonight. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Madam Founder. It was an honor, and thank you very much for inviting me.
And I tell you what, Deshaunna, now we got a couple of seconds here. So if there was an entrepreneur who was starting out that wanted a word of advice to get started, what would be your message to that entrepreneur that's tuned in?
My message would be do research, then do a little bit more research, and don't let nobody stop you. If you have that goal and you have that passion for what you want to do, no matter what it looks like, how hard it may get, you keep fighting, you keep it to the end, because even as you say right now, we're doing 19 years. And in those 19 years, Madam Founder, you had to go through some bumps and some bumps. But guess what? We still here 19 years later.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Trials, tribulations, you know, fallout, setups, setbacks. But guess what?
Come on.
Connected. You know, unity is so important in an organization like this. And you got to love women. You got to love women, Deshaunna Williams. And you all know Madam Founder love you all. So I think that's a great message. And what I would like to leave with someone is keep that stick-to-itiveness. Stay around mind-like entrepreneurs, and you will go far. Thank you for tuning in to Wea Radio Live tonight. It is an amazing show. Thank you so much, Deshaunna Williams. And listen, Women Entrepreneurs is here to support you. Happy 19th year, Wea. Thank you, Deshaunna.
Woo-hoo. Yes, Wea.